Good Monday to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. Yesterday, I left you with Philip, standing alongside the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. Have you ever been somewhere when you felt very much out of place? I think that is exactly what Philip felt. Why? Because a fancy chariot with an obviously important African official had just driven up and parked right near Philip. Philip was a very ordinary guy, and I imagine royalty in chariots might have made Philip feel a bit uncomfortable, particularly because suddenly Philip had a strong sense the Holy Spirit of God was telling him to approach that chariot. What? Without invitation, that might be dangerous. The important official in the chariot was reading something out loud, and Philip recognized it as the Jewish prophet Isaiah. Suddenly, courage welled up in Philip, and he interrupted the official to ask, "Do you understand what you are reading?" Acts chapter 8, verse 30. Oh my, that was risky, wasn't it? I presume there were African bodyguards who immediately approached Philip and probably flexed their muscles, ready to protect their official. Philip didn't know it, but Dr. Luke tells us this official happened to be responsible for the entire treasury of the kingdom of Ethiopia. Time stood still. The Ethiopian official looked down from his chariot at Philip, who probably appeared to be a simple peasant. The bodyguards awaited their instructions. The Holy Spirit of God had brought this historic rendezvous together, and so God moved the official to answer Philip's question with unexpected humility. "How can I, unless someone explains it to me?" Acts 8, verse 31. Pause. Look around your sphere of influence, my friends. How many people with whom you have relationship would say the very same thing if you handed them a Bible, especially if it was open to Isaiah chapter 53, and you asked them to read it out loud? That is precisely why you and I meet each day in Walking with Jesus. Our objective and hope is that the Holy Spirit will help us understand God's Word in a way that changes how we live and as we attempt to honor God with our lives. That African official then did something which I'm sure shocked both his bodyguards and Philip. The official actually invited Philip to climb up and sit with the official in his chariot. My guess is none of the bodyguards had ever had that privilege, and they were very likely stunned. Philip wasted no time and saw that the African official was reading Isaiah 53, and specifically verse 7 and 8. You'll remember, my friends, that the prophet Isaiah wrote this remarkable chapter explaining the torture and crucifixion of Messiah more than 700 years before Jesus was born in Bethlehem. The African official asked Philip who Isaiah was referring to, and Philip began with that very scripture and explained the good news about Jesus, the Messiah, according to Acts 8, verse 35. Pause. Do you remember that Luke 24 tells us the story of two disciples of Jesus who were walking on the road from Jerusalem to Emmaus on Resurrection Sunday when resurrected Jesus approached and walked along with them unrecognized? Luke 24, verse 27 tells us Jesus did the very same thing Philip was doing. Jesus explained the prophecies about himself from the scriptures, and now, only a few months later, Philip was doing with this African official what Jesus had done. Do you know that is the desire Jesus has for each of us, my friends? That we can begin with any question a person has for us and point them to Jesus. That's what Peter was talking about when he wrote, "In your hearts, revere Jesus Christ as Lord. Be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect." 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Evidently, the African official urged his entourage to continue on toward home, with Philip riding along, explaining Jesus to him. Suddenly, they saw some water alongside the road, and the African official said to Philip, "Look, here's some water. What can stand in the way of my being baptized?" Acts chapter 8, verse 36. Now that's an important question for all of us. Why should a person be baptized, and what might prevent them from being baptized? After all, Jesus urged his disciples to baptize all who would believe in him. And you'll recall in Acts chapter 2, there were 3,000 people who did that day of Pentecost. May I give you three important truths to consider about baptism which helps answer the African official's question. First, baptism declares that I have already repented of my sin and fully trusted Jesus Christ to be my Savior, and I'm confident God has accomplished all his miraculous saving work in me. I am born again by the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit. I am redeemed from my sin bondage by the atonement death of Jesus. I am forgiven and adopted by God, my Father. Second, baptism is my declaration of my allegiance to Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Master. My baptism declares that I'm choosing to be a disciple, a follower of Jesus, for the rest of my life. My identity is forever in Jesus. Third, my baptism does not add to or complete or accomplish my salvation. God does all the saving work in me in response to my repentance of my sin and my full trust in Jesus Christ to save me. Now, if any of those things are not true for you, then you're not ready to be baptized, my friend. Here's something interesting you might not have noticed. If you look very closely at your Bible, you may notice the African official's question is Acts 8:36. And verse 38 says he gave orders to stop the chariot. But where is verse 37? Do you see a footnote at the bottom of that page in your Bible that says, some ancient manuscripts include here, Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. The eunuch answered, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That tells me the African official had understood Philip's explanation and trusted Jesus Christ to be his Messiah and Savior, and so Philip got down out of that chariot and baptized that African official in the water. Now, think about the strategicness of this event. That African official returned to Ethiopia, a follower of Jesus, ready to be a missionary for the gospel of Jesus in Ethiopia, Africa. And Acts 8:39 says, when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again. What? Oh, yes, my friends, and tomorrow we'll take a look at where the Spirit took Philip and why.